Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Chanel Johnson, who is Executive Director of the Banneker Douglas Museum and also Executive Director of the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture. And it is a pleasure to be interviewing you, especially in Black History Month, Chanel.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and shame on them, because they're missing something, could you tell us a little bit about the Banneker Douglas Museum, please?
Yes. The Banneker Douglas Museum is Maryland's official state museum on African American history and culture. Our mission is to preserve, celebrate, and present African American history and culture as it pertains to the great state of Maryland. So we're located in downtown Annapolis, right across the road from the State House. Come visit us. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m. And we're free. We're a state agency, so we're free to the public.
Wow. That's great. How can someone get in touch and find out more information about the museum?
Well, I would say the first thing is visit our website, www.bdmuseum.gov, or you can find us on Instagram. We have a very active social media presence where we're posting Black history facts, treasures from our, and artifacts from our collection. We post about our current exhibition, The Radical Voice of Blackness Speaks of Resistance and Joy. That's a fantastic group art exhibition currently on view now. So we're very active online, and we also do online programming. And, of course, visiting the museum in person is also fantastic as well.
Okay. How can someone get in touch with you?
They could call the museum at 410-216-6180. They could visit our website. If you'd like to schedule a tour, definitely give us a call or send us an email. All that information is on our website as well.
Okay. Should they, to schedule a tour, should they ask for you or Jen or who?
That's a good question, Bill. Definitely Laron Herbert. Mr. Laron Herbert, he's our administrative manager, and he schedules all the tours. Let me just tell you, our tours are, I would say, transformative. We have a really great docent tour program where students, people of all ages and backgrounds, right? Because we're located in downtown Annapolis, which is a very high tourist destination.
Right.
So we get people from all over the world coming to visit our institution. And our tours are really do promote family, family learning, community building, where people are learning and exploring the history of the civil rights movement in Maryland, the history of the abolition movement in Maryland, the history of the contributions of Black scientists and explorers such as Matthew Henson. So it's really exciting, but also we have a huge exhibition space where we have rotating art and historical exhibitions. So you can visit our permanent exhibit, Deep Roots Rising Waters, to get a snapshot of Maryland history throughout time. But also we have a great temporary exhibition that'll be up until September 30th. So I'm going to use the acronym FOMO, fear of missing out. You don't want to miss out on this exhibit because it really does explore Maryland Black artists, their work, the history of Black resistance in this state. And it's fantastic. There's sculptures of Harriet Tubman, of paintings of Frederick Douglass, of Martin Luther King Jr., prints and photographs from Devin Allen, who documented the Freddie Gray uprising and social Black Lives Matter movement in Baltimore City. It's just a fantastic, we really do have everything for everyone. I know I'm giving you an earlobe, but it's a magical place for sure.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The museum really does have everything. It's quite different than its start in Baltimore County.
Mm-hmm. Our start was in Annapolis. Now, the commission that operates the museum did have an office early on in the 1970s in Baltimore City. But once we opened the commission, Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture, once we were able to acquire the building, which is a historic landmark in Annapolis, it became the repository for Black history and culture in 1984. So we've been here for quite a while.
Four years. Are you originally from this area?
I'm not. I hail from Bridgeport, Connecticut. I lived in the DMV for a number of years, and right now I live in Baltimore City, which is the best city on the planet.
Amen. Amen. I agree totally. I've been to a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to a bunch, but Baltimore is number one.
Yeah.
I know that you mentioned the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture.
Yes, sir.
Seeing as how it's Black History Month, are you folks doing anything special?
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 and yes.
That was a setup question there.
Yeah. I'm going to try to hit it out the park. For Black History Month, you know, the theme actually for Black History all year long, every year there's a national theme that is ushered by ASALA, authored by ASALA, the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. They pretty much author a Black History theme every year that us and many other organizations throughout the nation try to interpret.
Uh-huh.
This year, guess what the theme is?
Boy, I don't know.
You know it's going to be Black. So it's Black resistance, which is really powerful in 2023. So how we chose to interpret that theme as a museum and institution, we have a fantastic art exhibition, The Radical Voice of Blackness Speaks of Resistance and Joy. And that is a large survey of African-American artists in Maryland, all of whom are critically acclaimed. You have Devin Allen, Joyce J. Scott, Tawny Mitchell, Crystal Seawood, Wesley Clark. I mean, if you don't know them, I'm saying to you, Bill, in the audience, Google them. They are incredibly gifted and accomplished artists. But a lot of people don't know that they hail from Maryland. We have a lot of exceptional Black talent in Maryland. So this exhibition, through their work, they're exploring the history of Black resistance. They're exploring expressions of Black joy and methods of healing in the Black community. It's a fantastic multimedia exhibition where there's a huge monument of Harriet Tubman, a part of this exhibition, by Dr. Joyce J. Scott. There's photographs, there's sculptures, there's art, there's installations. It's such a great, impactful show, and it'll be up until September 30th. Along with that exhibit, we are doing exhibit interpretive programming. We're doing youth programming around Black resistance. We had a really great portrait workshop a couple of weeks ago. We're having artist talks. Our last artist talks, I mean, was pretty much a packed, I mean, it was a free event, but I dare say, for semantics, a sold-out event, right? Wall to wall, it was really, really well attended because the show is so relevant and the artists are so exceptional. And next month we'll be hosting conversations with the curator. We have a guest curator, Matisse Badola, who curated this exhibition, and that's going to be fantastic. I'll be the moderator for that. We have other artist talks down the line. We have a Black party coming up. A symposium around the topic of Black resistance and capacity building for African American heritage organizations. So, as a commission and as a museum, we do, I'm going to sound like a young person. We do the most.
you certainly do. You certainly do. And I know that, folks can go on the website to check out the exact dates of these things coming up and what's going on right now. Could you please tell us what is the contact information for the commission? Because I'm sure folks want to check out that too.
That's a really good question. It's pretty much one and the same, right? Serve as the executive director for the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture. And as a commission, we operate the Banneker Douglas Museum, which is Maryland State Museum on Black History and Culture. In addition, we operate in partnership with Maryland Historical Trust, a $5 million African American Heritage Preservation Grant. That's an annual grant program. So how you can get in contact with the commission is really just contact the museum. My email is chanel.compton, that is my maiden name. I was newly married, at maryland.gov, where you can call the museum and contact any staff if you'd like to get in contact with the commission.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I know that you've got a lot of internships, a lot of opportunities there for folks to learn more about things and get some experience.
Bill, we got more than internships. We got actual jobs. Okay, job opening.
Good.
I know, it's incredible. So next year we will be doubling. When I say next year, next fiscal year, which is July, actually we can start hiring people now. So basically, through the last legislative session, we had a budget increase, which means we can hire more staff. I mean, we have a small but mighty staff, and we do a lot as a state agency. But we were able to receive a budget increase to hire support staff. So we're looking for a marketing coordinator. These are full-time state positions, marketing coordinator, an education coordinator, an exhibition manager. Sadly, our curator of collection is leaving us in March, so we'll have a director of collections and exhibitions opening up quite soon. So there's a lot of employment opportunities here at the museum, as well as internship opportunities to support our collections department, our marketing department, and our programming.
And folks can find out about those jobs on the web?
Yes, they can contact Mr. Herbert or they can contact Jan Lee. All of our contact information is on the website. And then I just want to preface with saying we have a small but mighty staff. So if you contact one person, it's easy to get to the next, even if it's not the person you're trying to contact, if that makes any sense.
Good. Yeah, it does. It does. It does. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Donations? Membership?
Yes. Great question. So a lot of times people think that, and I think a lot of my other state and federal workers can attest to this, folks think that because you are a public agency, you must have cash just rolling in. You know what I mean? It's great we got our budget increase. I don't want to say that, which helps us onboard new staff. But really, how we're able to, produce high-level exhibitions, programming that is high level and exceptional because our culture and our history deserves that type of representation, right? Those types of programming and activities, our exhibitions, our after school program, our lecture series, our artist talks and panel discussions, sometimes some capital repairs, that is made possible through private donors. The greater community giving what they can really does make a difference and makes a good bulk of our work possible.
Well, so donations are needed. And once again, they can contact you directly or look at possible opportunities on the website?
Yes, sir. So we have on our website, we do have a donation page. And I do want to stress by saying donations are tax deductible because our fiscal sponsor is the Banneker Douglas Museum Foundation, and they are a public charity. So if you donate to the foundation in support of our programming, it is a tax deductible gift.
Great. Unfortunately, though, Chanel, that's all we have time for today.
No.
Yes. You're going to have to come back. I know there's too much stuff.
Yes.
Come back next month when you've got all this other stuff cooking. That would be great.
I would love that, Bill. So good to reconnect.
Great. Yes, indeed. So, unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Chanel Johnson, who is Executive Director of the Banneker Douglas Museum and Executive Director of the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture. Thank you, Chanel.
Thank you. And may I add by saying, if there's any organizations, be it in Baltimore City, African American heritage sites, schoolhouses, historically Black churches, historically Black colleges, any spaces that are actively preserving Black history in Maryland, look into applying to the African American Heritage Capital Grant Program. It's every year. The cap is $250,000. And you might be eligible to receive state funding to support your capital projects at your heritage sites.
Good point. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chanel. You keep up your good work for all of us now.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.